Final hour of Ben and Woods on a Thursday. Then we head over to our sound space for the roundtable, which will feature a large percentage of the Ben and Woods cast. I believe
all of it.
100% of Ben and Woods and Paul all heading over to our sound space for the roundtable from 10 to 11 o'clock. But this hour will be devoted to a little throwback Thursday, at least at the beginning. Why don't we just get right to it? Paulie, I think, has three clips.
Yeah, the threesome would be fun.
From our past history this week.
Yeah, let's see. Where do you want to start? You want to go, like, reverse chronological here?
Sure,
okay. This was, our first clip is from this week in 2021, and I don't exactly remember how we got down this road, but we were talking about adult robots
obviously
on the way. This was, I mean, again, back in 2021, this was like the first story probably about that phenomenon that is adult toys. And we were talking, and Ben issued a challenge to Woods to do a live read, an ad lib, an advertisement for
Sex doll.
We had just talked about sex dolls, so that was on the mind, and this is how it went. I thought you did pretty good, actually, Woodsy.
This is now a bit that I like, and since you always put me on the spot, Woods, I am going to give you random things to endorse, and then you've got to do a 60-second spot for whatever I give you to
Sounds
endorse.
Wrong.
Like, you know, sex. Okay, yeah. Sex doll, go.
On the spot?
Yeah.
Hey guys, Woodsy here from Ben and Woods. Wanted to tell you about a new discovery that has just made its way to my front door. Listen, I know it may sound a little odd, but listen, my wife works weird hours, I work weird hours, and sometimes I can't handle my business the way that I want to handle my business. That's why I sometimes use Real Girl. The Real Girl is made of silicone, and it really honestly feels like the real thing. I couldn't endorse a product more. It's easy. It's easy to store, and it's easy to clean. So try Real Girl at realgirl.com.
Yeah. Not bad.
Made Paul, cut that. Send it to the account.
Use the account. Use the code Woodsy.
Yeah. Use the code Woodsy at checkout.
Yes. Yeah,
for 15% off.
15% off.
Initial.
Yeah. Yeah, make sure to tell them Woods from Ben and Woods sent you when you go in.
As opposed to Ben sending you from Ben and Woods?
Correct. Yeah. It's just Woods from Ben and Woods. It's very easy
nowadays
to
be known as Doll Lila, but
yes.
Then it was Real Girl.
Very easy to clean. Yeah, you take it in the backyard, you turn the hose up, wipe it down, you're good to go. Good to go.
That was 4 years
I've
ago.
I've always been pretty good on my feet.
Yeah.
I've always been pretty good on my feet.
That was some good impromptu live reads right there. So that was 4 years ago. The next two clips both come from this week, 6 years ago, our first like 3 weeks here at 97.3 The Fan. So we go to 6 years ago tomorrow. It would have been, I believe it was a Friday.
It was.
And Woodsy had probably our first appearance at 97.3 The Fan. You had to go to a Vaughn's in North County somewhere.
Yeah, Vaughn's in San Marcos.
With Dietz and Watson.
Dietz and Watson.
And the best
part
about
the Meat Wars, yes.
There is so much going on with this clip here that I'm about to show. And if you're watching on YouTube, I have the video of it. But there is a part of this clip that we still use.
It's lived.
About 85 times a year.
93 times last year.
No. Only like
70 times last year.
Something 60, times
yeah.
last 69, 70
yeah,
times.
We yeah. do it for the
real ones will
beard.
Remember.
Good God.
You are at the Vaughn's and just a complete stranger, right? Walking
yeah,
out.
Yeah, walked up. Hey, what's going on here? We're giving away meat. Dietz and Watson.
Yeah.
Have some Dietz and Watson.
Oh,
enjoy
what station
yourself.
Are you on?
What station are you on? 97.3 The Fan. Oh, is that the Padres? Yep.
I don't care if I never come back. So it's root for the Padres. It's a shame if they lose. So it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Amazing. It is one
Nathan
of my,
Lane.
It's one of my favorite
San Marcos
things that has ever happened to me at a remote.
You hear the drop every time the Padres lose the next morning.
It's a shame.
I don't see the video too often. I went and pulled it for this morning. The guy's like tatted up.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
Big beard.
You can physically see him realize, I don't know the next line.
I don't know the words.
Yeah, it's biker dude crossed with Broadway show tune singer.
Yes.
He's amazing.
Guy's incredible. And he
But of course, the lyric is, if they don't
never
win, it's a shame.
Back.
This is my favorite part.
Root for the Padres. It's a shame.
the pause. See, oh no.
See, I can't remember the next line.
What's the next line?
If they don't win, it's a shame.
He comes up and just is like, and I couldn't believe it. He just, and you notice I'm halfway in. I was fumbling to get my phone out to record it. I should have just had him do another take.
Right.
He just, in the hallway, outside, just goes into
it. The other great part, though, of that clip and that day is that's when we learned about the meat wars. If no one knows what I was talking about, Dietz and Watson, they advertised with us for a while. And Woodsy heard the story about how ruthless the competition between Dietz and Watson and Boar's Head is. To get, you'll never see them like in the same supermarket.
No.
There'll be one or the other. And it is absolutely cutthroat about, you know, who gets their meat into the deli cases at different supermarkets.
The guy was telling me the story, and I couldn't believe it, because I love the Mafia. I love La Cosa Nostra so much. It's like such a, I don't want to say passion of mine, but let's just say this. If I was Italian, I would figure out how to sign up. All right? So I love it. I'm fascinated by it. I always have been. And he was telling me these stories, and I'm like, you're joking. He goes, oh, no. Like, there were phone calls and just crazy. The meat wars of, like, the 80s. I think it was, like, the 80s or 90s. And it was just like, wow, okay. I just figured, hey, you guys make meat, we make meat. No, it's like anything. Competition is fierce. You want to take down your competition, and people were trying to take each other out and stuff. It was crazy.
It makes you feel any better. You're definitely a made man in the San Diego radio industry.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah,
I don't think
I'm made.
No. No, every other, not in the sports radio.
Who are the made men? Dave Rickards.
Yeah, Dave's made.
Yeah.
Saw's made.
Jeff and Jer.
Yeah, Saw.
Yeah. It's a small club.
I feel like I'm like
Darren.
Darren.
Yeah, he's made man.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. Maybe in radio, so. Not in sports. Everybody in sports hates me. So
Hillary,
100%. She's made woman. Yeah, they don't make women in the mafia, but they should. They should. If it was my mafia, Hillary would be in it. 100%.
Bunch of people in the chat saying we need to get in touch with the guy that sang "Take Me Out to the Ball Game." I thought about that yesterday when I was prepping all of this.
Dude, if I could, he'd be our fourth chair.
Yeah,
if anybody
knows this man, I believe it was the Vaughns in Carlsbad.
No,
it was six years ago.
San Marcos, and it was 6 years ago. If anybody knows that guy, get me in touch with him. I would hire him. He was so good, and just launched into song. I couldn't believe it.
It's a shame if they lose.
Bleed.
Oh, it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
I mean, he just laid it out for me, and I loved it so much. I loved it so much.
Well, that was a big week for us because just a few days before that, and I think this actually fell right in between. We could have done it last week. We're doing it this week. One of our first Fridays on 97.3 The Fan back in 2019. It was a staple. It was probably the reason we got hired here, let's be honest, was Ben Reed's Raps.
Yep.
So if you're going to do Ben Reed's Raps, and you have Ice Cube calling into your show on the same day.
He was calling in to promote the Big Three. Which
yes.
still is going on. Going strong. Amy Trask, our friend, and Ice Cube running the 3-on-3 basketball league.
Yeah, and well, this happened.
And I thought it would be such an honor for all of us. Can he rap for you, and then you give us your honest feedback?
Yeah, I will.
All right, here we go. Let's get it going.
Cube, I'm sorry. And they've given me what is, I'm sure, one of your classics here. Break 'em. Sure. Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kind of odd. No barking from the dog, Smog. And Mama cooked a breakfast with no hog. Damn. I got my grub on, but didn't pig out. Finally got a call from a girl I want to dig out. What's up? hooked it up for later as I hit the
dough,
thinking that I will live another 24. I got to go because I got me a drop top, and if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light, looking in my mirror, and not a jacker in sight. And everything is all right. I got a beep from Kim, and she can F all night. Called up the homies, and I'm asking y'all, which park are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court, and I'm trouble. Last week, it's around and got a triple-double. Freaking ins every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
That's great rhyming structure. It really is good stuff.
But. Cube, all right, just, Ben, quiet for a second. I want to get the honest feedback from the author of that song, Ice Cube.
Lord have mercy. You know, I've never had my lyrics butchered. Method Man. Now we got Mayonnaise Man.
Mayonnaise Man.
Mayonnaise Man.
Mayonnaise Man.
I am dead. I'm deceased. That's the best moment I've ever had in radio. That right there, that very second.
I'm so sorry. I'm so embarrassed.
I love when he goes
6 years later.
When he goes hit the dough, you hear Cube go, "Me Cube said a dough."
Hooked it up for later as I hit the
dough.
Think.
My favorite is when we're talking to him at the end and he hears you and me laughing and he goes,
"Huh." I've never had my lyrics butchered.
Right there, that little.
That was epic. You know, we're going to Philadelphia this weekend. They have some long tradition of insane, insane hip-hop and rap artists. Oh, maybe tomorrow, in honor of our trip and our week off, maybe we bring it back for a day.
Ooh. Philadelphia.
Philly style?
Philly style. But not like Motown Philly, Boys to Men. You're not going to get off that easy.
You're not going to rap the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Not going to rap, no.
Bel-Air, I'm quite sure.
Yeah, born and raised.
Maybe we'll just have you do it for an hour. Just kill some clock tomorrow. There's no game tonight.
We got Schulte on early at 8 o'clock tomorrow instead of 9. So we got plenty of time in our 9 o'clock hour tomorrow if you want to come up with something. I'm game.
All right, deal.
Some Meek Mill.
Meek Mill. Lil Uzi Vert is from there. There's a bunch, man. There's a bunch of really, really. Is J. Cole from Philly? Or is he from the South?
I think he's from the South. I don't think he's from Philly.
North Carolina or something. There's a bunch of good ones. Yeah, Meek Mill's from there. There's a lot of good ones. Questlove's from there.
Lil Dicky's
from there. That's right. That's right. Really, really good. Yeah, that was a really fun moment, man, having him on and having the idea to do that and you having the stones to do it and him being cool enough to be like, go ahead.
That could have gone really badly. He could be dead right now.
He was so cool about it and always like that.
It is fun. All right, we have not gone through the rest of baseball. There was nearly history made yesterday in Major League Baseball. Take a look at some of the other results, how they impacted the Padres and more, and then our Rindle Report coming up at the bottom of the hour. Stick around. More Ben and Woods coming up after traffic here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
Now, you were eating a cold pork chop earlier this morning.
I was.
Does not compare to the chop that you like to get on the 24/7 players menu at 7 Mile Casino.
It's not even close, man. The pork chop at 7 Mile Casino is delicious. But, you know, look, the food is all really, really, really good there. But I love the California-style blackjack. That's why I go to 7 Mile Casino. The food is just an extra for me. It's a bonus. But I love to play California-style blackjack. They got the best spot in town to do it.
I'm more of a Texas Hold'em player. They also have Pai Gow Poker and Baccarat. All the comfortable seats, tables, the friendly dealers. It's light. It's airy. There's no slot machines. There's no smoke. There's TVs all over the place and a great patio that looks right out onto San Diego Bay over toward Coronado and the Silver Strand. It's really gorgeous, especially this time of year. It'll be great for brunch this weekend. They got the award-winning Best in the South County Saturday and Sunday brunch from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So many reasons to check out 7 Mile Casino, and no reason not to because it's so easy to get to. Right down the 5 freeway in Chula Vista, west side of the freeway, Bay Boulevard, 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown. Well, offense can be a little bit of a challenge in Major League Baseball nowadays, as witnessed by yesterday's results around the league. There were 7 shutouts yesterday, including the Padres' 1-0 win over the Washington Nationals. I believe that was one off the single day record of 8 shutouts in one day in Major League Baseball.
Chicken or the egg?
I don't see how you. I don't see
pitching better or the hitters worse.
Well, both.
Both. All of it.
Chicken and the egg.
Chicken and the egg.
I think it's mostly pitching is a lot harder nowadays.
It's so nasty. Pitching Ninja really sums it up for you every day. If you're not on, if you are on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, and just go watch Pitching Ninja. Watch the overlays. Watch the Jacob Mizorowski. Watch his overlays, and you look at it. It's 102 paint, or it's a 96 mile an hour slider, and they are tunneled the same. I watched a really cool video of Skeens the other day talking about Benny, how he uses his misses. And how Zach Gallen does it really well too. They use
not Libby Dunn as his misses.
No, that's not a miss for him. That's a hit. You know, not his misses. They're not married yet either.
Oh, they're not.
They're
all, okay.
No, they're just living in sin.
Sinners.
But he talks about how he uses misses. So he'll go change up away, and it's missed badly. And you'll hear sometimes Dunn go, "That's an uncompetitive pitch."
Right.
It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. The next pitch he throws is a slider on the outside corner that is tunneling that way. But it breaks back over the middle, and the guy is flummoxed because he's got that long to decide. It's really, really tough. And these guys are getting better, smarter. The revolutionary stuff that they've come up with for pitching, you know, being able to track all of this stuff and how well they can do spin and tunnel and all that, like, the hitters haven't quite caught up yet. And I think it's evidenced by, you know, low batting averages and you know, fewer of everything.
The kicker kind of to all of this is 7 shutouts, but some of the best pitching performances weren't in shutouts. Of course, we talked about the Mizorowski-Skeens matchup. That was a 4-2 win for the Brewers. Our friend Craig Calcaterra in his recap said the average fastballs of 99.5 for Miz and 98.5 for Skeens. Ugh. Fastest combined velocity by 2 starting pitchers in the same game since they started tracking such things.
Wow.
And then the Angels won 5-2 over the Red Sox. You say Kikuchi was fantastic. Struck out 12 over 7 innings and allowed 2 unearned runs in that game. And guess what? The Angels, they are back to 500. They are 40-40. They are a game and a half, I believe, out of a playoff spot. They're not going to be trading Taylor Ward or anybody else anytime soon. And there really aren't any other teams other than the ones we've been talking about that are out of it that you can really count on to be sellers at the deadline. The White Sox are one of them. They did win yesterday to beat the Diamondbacks. Thank you for getting one in that series. Lenin Sosa hit a couple of home runs, and pretty much every other game in baseball other than the Mets beating the Braves was a shutout.
But quickly, you brought up the Angels, and they swept the Boston Red Sox, and that is a team that really nobody knows what they're going to do. I guess Breslow was on local radio today saying, no, we need to improve this team, and we think we can, and that's a team, Ben, the Boston Red Sox. If they don't make the playoffs this year, that is 1, 2, 3, 4 years in a row that they have not made the playoffs. That is unacceptable. San Diego Padres are making the playoffs, right? They consistently, lately, making the playoffs.
3 times in the last 5 seasons.
3 times in the last 5 seasons. 0-4, potentially, if they don't get there this year. They may be a team that if they don't right the ship, and I mean like, tonight, you know, like tonight, tomorrow,
like
the next day,
the next two series, their whole season.
If they go terribly, what is going to happen? Are they going to unload? Are they going to, you know, start moving pieces? Could be a team that you could deal with potentially. So, man, I'm kind of rooting on their downfall because they do have some nice players that maybe would help here. But yeah, you really need the Angels if they're going to end up selling some of their pieces off, Benny. You need them to start dropping games, and it doesn't look like they're going to anytime soon.
The Dodgers quietly have moved to the best record in baseball, tied with the Detroit Tigers.
Can you do it quietly with a $7 billion payroll? Is
kinda,
it quiet?
They kind of did. They did it by beating the Rockies again yesterday. Yamamoto was throwing a shutout until it started raining. They had to take him out after 5 innings. They ended up winning 8-1. Max Muncy, another grand slam, another 6 RBI. He is, whew. I don't know, what is that, 2nd grand slam in 3 days?
2 days, I thought.
Just 2 days? Back-to-back days? Yeah. Well, it's 2 days and 3 days. The Giants, though, did lose to the Marlins, which was nice.
Thank you.
And I saw that the Marlins were up 4-2, and I'm going, just hold on. Bottom of the ninth, hold on. Patrick Bailey, I flipped on the Giants broadcast as I was driving into work yesterday. their own announcer, Patrick Bailey, may be the worst offensive player in baseball this season. Struck out in that at bat. Gets the two-run single to tie it in the ninth inning, 4-4, but then the Marlins scored four in the top of the 10th and still ended up winning that game. So the Padres move into a second-place tie with the Giants, but they're now both kind of significantly behind the Dodgers in the standings, because the Dodgers, again, have moved, what is it now, got five games ahead of the Padres.
Five and, or five and a half?
Five and a half, yeah, ahead of both the Padres and the Giants in the NL West, you know, which isn't insurmountable, but the Dodgers, you don't expect them to go through long stretches of going 2-8 where you can make up big ground in a couple of week period.
So you're telling me that it's playing out exactly how we all said it would.
It is.
Exactly. There was no distinction.
Maybe it was the Diamondbacks that were tied with the Padres here, but not the Giants. But other than that, this is kind of what we expected now.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the fact that they're 50 and 31 should surprise literally no one. Now, I understand. I take into account, you know, all the starting pitching injuries that they've had, certainly. But they've managed to figure it out, Benny. And as we all knew they would be, they're a very good baseball team. They're a very good baseball team. So are they beatable? Sure. Absolutely. They've been beaten 31 times this year.
They're not as historically good as we kind of may have speculated at the beginning of the year, but that's mostly due to starting pitching injuries.
Correct.
Cubs shut out the Cardinals, 8-0. Cool off the Cardinals a little bit. Padres move back ahead of them in the very competitive wild card race. The Reds did lose 7-1. Max Fried, another good pitching performance yesterday.
He's
one
nasty.
Run over seven innings. He was really, really good in that game. Twins shut out the Mariners, 2-0. Rays shut out the Royals, 3-0. Astros shut out the Phillies. Phillies have been shut out 2 days in a row, 1-0 and then 2-0 by the Astros in that game. It was just shutout city in Major League Baseball yesterday. A's, Tigers, Rangers shut out the Orioles 7-0. So, yeah, scoring was very difficult. And Max Scherzer returned. He did give up three runs, and the Guardians beat the Blue Jays 5-4.
Oh, I forgot he was coming back.
He did come back.
Yeah, interesting.
Looked healthy, not dominant, but, I mean, he is, what, 38?
39, I think.
39,
yeah.
He's
up there.
But he is pitching again, and the Blue Jays are definitely in it in the wild card race in the American League.
Yep. Awesome.
All right, let's take our final time out. When we come back, Paulie, got some Randall Report headlines for us?
Yep.
He does.
Congratulations.
What a tease. My God.
I mean, if he had said
Radio 101.
I don't know. No might have been a more interesting tease.
No.
Nope.
All
nothing.
Right. Surprise us.
Top Gun 3. Let's talk about it.
Really? Two is such a success.
I mean, I know.
It's cash cow.
I know.
Is there any way that they can? We'll talk about it when we come back. Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, we already talked about my excursion down to Sedano Ford yesterday and my beautiful, beautiful social media reel. You can see that on my Instagram. I'm sure they were very appreciative. But it was. It's always a good time to go down there. And you forget just how many incredible, incredible vehicles they have till you get up right next to them. And, of course, Manny Sedano, local veteran-owned dealership, had our buddy in the chat, Brock, talking about the incredible deal he got at Sedano Ford. Said it was the best car buying experience of his life. Yeah, it's pretty high praise, and they really do it the right way. They're going to take good care of you. Great people down there. So, look, I know it can be frustrating to buy a new car or truck. They really try to make it as easy on you as they can. That I promise you. It's a brand definitely that I've stood behind my entire life, and they got killer deals right now. The Ford F-150 STX Super Crew Cab, saw it yesterday, just $299 a month. The Bronco Big Ben, one of my favorite automobiles on the road, just $271 a month. The all-electric Mustang Mach-E Select, just $157 a month. They have a deal coming up with the new electric truck. It's a dollar down. All right, so you're going to want to find out about that deal for July 4th. I'll have more information on that as we get closer. But head on over to Sedano Ford in La Mesa today or go online to Sedano Ford.
Peel back the curtain for a moment. We just recorded the promo for our show tomorrow during the break, and
there it is.
I just want to remind everybody one more time that Mike Schilt is going to join us early at 8 a.m., but we will also have our Friday guest Darren Smith joining us in studio. He's coming by a little early, around 7:15, so he'll be in for the rest of that 7 o'clock hour, then straight into Schilty at 8 o'clock, and as Woods has said, a little Ben Reed's Wraps in honor of our trip to Philadelphia.
Why not?
At 9 o'clock.
Not?
Didn't, because I was looking at the list of, like, famous rappers, hip-hop artists from Philadelphia, and I still think Meek Mill's probably
the biggest
one for us to choose a song and some lyrics for tomorrow. Didn't Meek Mill, wasn't he a part of the...
He is responsible for...
The beginning of the Ben beginning Ray Drafts. Of,
yeah, you were talking, you go...
The Robert Kraft story.
Robert Kraft story, got him out of jail, or picked him up
out of
the helicopter
story.
Yeah, to get him or something. Yeah.
And we were like, well, what would it sound... We should make Ben read some Meek Mill lyrics.
Yeah, Ben's
I think
like,
that's how it started.
Meek Mill?
What's a Meek Mill?
Yeah. And so I said, well, tomorrow on the show, we'll bust it out and see what you sound like reading rap lyrics. And as the whitest man in America, it was a sensation. Immediate overnight.
Now we got
sensation.
Mayonnaise Man.
That's right. It was brilliant.
So that's all coming up tomorrow on
you
the Ben
You still have your
program.
Chains and stuff?
Yeah, they're still back.
Oh,
they're
my
back
God.
There.
Those are like the belonging.
Kangol.
Those belong in the.
Kangol and chains are still
those
ready.
Those belong in the Hall
waiting.
Of Fame, dude.
You never know when at a moment's notice
right.
you may need to start reading some raps and breaking out the chains and the Kangol.
That pork chop is rearing its ugly
is
head
it?
On me. It is. So maybe I'm not ready.
Hmm.
You guys can handle the round table.
No,
without,
yeah,
right?
No. You, okay. do, you not get a pork chop free pass.
Really?
For the round table.
I mean, I had violent diarrhea for a week, and I did every show. I didn't take any passes.
We already don't have Tony because he's in Cincinnati.
You did go to the
Sammy
emergency room.
I did go to the ER. Yeah.
We need you, Woods. We need you.
You don't. You just heard all my takes.
We need you to post. You're like
Fine,
Manny.
I'll be Manny.
You're Manny. Did you even see? Did you see what Manny said after the game yesterday?
No.
I'm tired.
He looked it. He looked it, dude. I told you earlier, there was that foul pop-up, and he was like, he was late to it. Like he's not. Oh, now he had
so
to,
far away.
He had to run. he had to run a piece to get it, man. And I thought about that year that friggin' Tingler had him out playing right field.
Oh my God.
In the shift. And I'm like, yeah. That took a year off of his career. A whole year.
That play that he made in the corner in Texas.
The best I've ever seen.
Insane.
Oh God. And I like, and he did it, and he did it really well. Man, him and the shift was just a thing of beauty. But it probably took a year off his career, man. He's got busted up ankles, got busted up knees. When he missed that ball yesterday, I went, oh no, dude, he is cashed.
All right, we'll wrap things up. Paulie's got his headlines for the Rondo Report coming up after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition oh, of boy. The Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a yeah? Oh, yeah.
All right.
Happy Thursday, gentlemen. Let's see where to start. We'll start off in Major League Baseball. The All-Star Game coming up in just a few in Atlanta this year.
Atlanta.
So this news made a ton of sense yesterday when Ronald Acuña Jr. committed to the Home Run Derby. You always want to have a hometown star there if you can. And he's committed. He's the first one to commit to the Home Run Derby, I believe.
That's it.
For this year. Yeah, it's probably right around that time. Maybe in the next week or so. You'll probably see a few more.
Who else would you like to see?
Derry Bonds.
Yeah, I always like to see Pete Alonso.
Do you like to see Pete? It's actually pretty good.
He takes it seriously. I mean,
he does deadlifts between shifts. So
never.
It's the only time I really do take Pete Alonso seriously is during the Home Run Derby. He's having a really good season too.
He gets so into it. I guess I used to mock his earnestness. Now I think I appreciate it. Cal Raleigh would be pretty elite.
Big dumper. Yeah, if you go by home run leaders, Cal Raleigh, Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani,
Judge
Yanny
said
Suarez.
He's out. Judge is out.
Kyle Schwarber would be fun.
Schwarber would be incredible.
Any Padres?
James Wood.
No. No Padres in there. I don't want Manny in it.
I don't either.
Multiple reasons. Number one, I don't want you to embarrass yourself. I don't think
Gavin
he would.
Gavin Sheets would be kind of fun.
He's not going to be an all-star, so you're not going to fly him out there. He's not...
Sometimes
he has 12
sometimes
home runs.
Sometimes they do have non-all-stars competing.
Well, I don't think Acuña is going to make the team, right? Because he just got back like a month ago.
Yeah, I don't know where he's at in voting.
But
Paul Skeens.
Interesting. You want to make it really interesting, have him throw the home run. Good luck, guys. Winner with one.
Yeah, right.
Camposano, if they did it in El Paso, he would win.
Just have AAA pitchers come up. He'd
they
be
do a
unstoppable.
AAA All-Star game, don't they? Oh, do they do a home run derby
in AAA? I would assume they do.
Acuna is fourth in, okay, he's fourth in voting. Maybe he will be an all-star.
Yeah, I thought he was, he's getting votes.
And you know what? A little less wear and tear for the late start, but he's had a really, he's played really, really well.
Yeah.
A locked in Fernando Tatis Jr. would be sure as hell fun to watch, but I don't want it.
His wrist would snap or something, dude.
Exactly. Oh. I don't want it. I don't want it.
When I was a kid, I was like, yeah, I want to see my favorite play. Now I'm like, I don't want anybody to pull an oblique. I don't want you to run the... If your team's out of it, you're like, hell yeah, get out there. But Jose Ramirez would be really good. Yeah, he hits tanks. PCA would be an interesting one. Be an interesting
one. Might be able to get him to do it as a rookie. Hasn't had a chance to participate.
All right, we'll keep it in Major League Baseball. Now, we still have a lot of baseball to go, but... Teams do have to plan for the future, the immediate future, potentially making a playoff push. And the Tampa Bay Rays right now are actually playing pretty decent baseball.
They are.
And they're 10 games above 500. They're 3.5 games up in the wild card race, first in the American League wild card race.
They're in logistical hell right now.
A lot of people in baseball now starting to think ahead and go, all right, if the Rays hold on and have a good season and make the playoffs... What does that look like at George Steinbrenner Field in Tampa where they're playing?
It doesn't.
What's the stadium capacity? Isn't it like 12,000?
Yeah, about 11,000.
11,000?
Yeah.
Can't do it.
You can't have MLB playoff games there.
Well, I think people are going, why not? I mean, you're playing regular season games there. What's the difference? And maybe you get away with it in the wild card round or even the division series. But once you get to the LCS and the World Series, if they advance that far... Like Major League Baseball, like gives 10,000 tickets per game to like sponsors and TV partners and everything, and
it's the whole stadium.
Vested interest. You won't have any room for any fans.
Are
in
there
the ballpark
more than 1,000 Rays fans?
I don't know. Someone pointed out even when they were playing at the Trop, they drew like 17,000 to a playoff game. So
true.
Yeah.
They don't need that much extra.
Yeah, maybe
space.
You guys just settle down. Don't
but
worry
they also
about
don't
it.
Want to give up home field advantage. They can't play at the Trop. Where do you go?
Well, I mean, sucks to suck. It's like. It's not their fault, but it's also like kind of their fault. They don't have fans anyway.
Yeah,
I mean, okay. So
I mean, the hurricane was not their fault, but like this has been a problem for them for pretty much forever,
for a long time. And so, where does it make sense? Miami, you go to Miami. They're not going to be in it, so go to Miami.
It's probably the most. Sense, I guess,
I mean,
but
it's during football season. I don't even think you could makeshift a football.
No, you just go to Miami
stadium into a baseball field.
Yeah, Miami will probably narrowly miss the playoffs this year, so I think that will be open for them. How embarrassing would it be to be in that general vicinity? And they're like, "Well, you guys aren't in it. Can we use your field?"
I mean, I think Atlanta is just terrible. As close as
is it?
Miami to Tampa Bay.
Yeah,
so that's a possibility, I guess. It's still not a good home field advantage, though.
No.
None of your fans can really go unless they travel.
But again, how much home field advantage were you going to have? 17,000 for a playoff series. Right?
The A's were smart. They're not going to make an issue of this by being terrible.
Being terrible, yeah.
They'd have the same thing in Sacramento.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Maybe the next 2 years, though. They're still there for a while. They did break ground on their new... Vegas Stadium this week.
So,
on the Strip.
Adam says Tampa's drawing about 9,000 to games right now.
There's room.
There's a room already. 6 hours to Atlanta, 3 to Miami from Tampa. Yeah. Tampa to Miami is like 4 hours. Okay. Yeah. You just go to Miami. They're not using it.
All right. We solved that issue.
To. Yeah. You're welcome, Rob Manfred.
That wasn't hard at all.
Only took us 2 minutes.
Yeah. Piece of cake.
All right. Finally, let's talk a little Hollywood. Now, I must have missed that Top Gun 3 has been a topic of conversation for a little while now. It was actually supposed to start filming last year.
I had no idea.
Me either.
Green lit and everything.
That was reported to be in development back in January of 2024, and they were going to have Glenn Powell, Miles Teller bring back their roles as Rooster and Cowboy.
Cowboy.
Think was Glenn Powell.
Yeah.
So Top Gun 3.
Right. Is it not?
I just saw it again recently on television.
Miles Teller is Rooster. I don't remember Glenn Powell's name. I thought it was Cowboy. Iceman, because he's the Iceman villain character. Somebody will tell us in the chat. Anyways,
Hangman. Yes, Hangman.
There was another one. Anyways, the director from the sequel, Top Gun Maverick, he did have an update, and he basically said that this will happen. Top Gun 3. It's going to be the final chapter for Tom Cruise's character Maverick, which I think is significant in that
he's 70.
The director is, by saying it's the final chapter of Maverick, I'm like,
that means
they're going to try
Top Gun 4s and 5s without Maverick.
They were going to follow Miles Teller and Glenn Powell for like four more movies.
Top Gun, Deep Space Nine. And
my great, great, great grandfather Maverick was not, he did not fly by the rules. Really, your great, great, great grandfather Maverick.
I think it was pretty obvious where you'd go with Top Gun 2. They pulled it off, and they did.
It was great.
Maverick was
spectacularly
great. But coming back as an instructor to teach the new generation. But now you've done that. Where can you really go?
Comes back as an instructor to sleep with the new generation.
He's already done that.
Did that too.
Where do you go?
The director was talking with British GQ magazine, and he said he described the plot of the sequel as revolving around an existential crisis for Maverick.
Okay.
An existential question that Maverick has to deal with that would make Maverick feel small.
He can't deal with his feelings about Goose.
He's like 5'3" anyway.
He can't deal with his feelings about Goose anymore. I mean,
he said there is still.
Oh, look at Ben. You need to get over it. It's been that many. It's been that many
years.
Yeah, just like yesterday. What are you upset about?
Well, he got over it in the first movie when he threw the dog tags into the ocean off the flight deck.
So it was over then.
And then, of course, never think about him again. The next movie, and he's all in his feels again about Goose.
Yeah,
and then he got over it again at the end of the movie. What is he going to be
back
in his feelings about Goose again?
He's got to protect his son. He feels responsible.
Please stay away. If I die, please stay away from my children.
They made peace. They understood each other finally when they had to escape the off the enemy base at the end.
Yeah.
They're good now.
They
so
really did
let's
wrap
not
it up
damage
nicely.
Their relationship.
They
so
did.
The GQ author that interviewed him, he pointed out to the director. He kind of said the second one felt like the passing of the baton, and the director said there's still more story to tell. There's one last ride. We're working on it now.
But not one last ride because you've left it open rides.
Here's what I do if I'm the director. I bring Maverick back. I kill him in the first 10 minutes of the movie.
Get him out of
there.
And
they have to avenge
his
Maverick.
Death.
Yeah.
All right.
Like the MiG pilots from the first movie come back and take out Maverick secretly, and they've got to go and fight those MiG pilots or something.
I'll see it.
I was so scared about the sequel. And
so good.
I was like, there's no way. And it was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was really well done.
So, yeah, of course I'll give it a chance. And I got a couple of minutes. I saw in movie news another sequel coming out. This one I was not expecting. The Social Network, which won an Oscar back in like 2010, 2011. Jesse Eisenberg, the story of Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. They're working on a sequel right now. Aaron Sorkin is set to write it, and he's very passionate about it. And it wants to focus more. The first one was the rise of Facebook and the creation of Facebook. This one is going to be more current time, not set in like 2003 or whatever.
Can they do it on Padres Facebook? Let's see. That I'll watch. That'll actually help finance.
I don't. That movie, which was actually pretty good, had a fairly positive vibe. I don't see how you can do a positive social media
movie. No, it's not going to be positive.
In the year 2025.
It says here The Social Network Part 2 will focus more on the consequences of Facebook becoming the largest social media platform in the world. Negative impacts of the platform.
See, in the first movie, you could sort of root for Zuckerberg because he felt like a bit of an underdog at the beginning. No way you can root for him anymore.
Yeah.
Who's the protagonist of this movie?
I don't know. But I'll probably see that,
Mark
too.
Zuckerberg.
I'd see that's a problem for me. Don't want to watch it.
Yeah, Adam makes a good point here. And I think I glossed over you saying that it had a positive vibe. It really wasn't a positive vibe.
I mean, the creativity of coming up with the idea and stuff. I think there was...
He didn't come
he
up with
stole
the idea.
Well,
stealing the idea and making it big, at least. You know, he built something. Snappy dialogue.
Very snappy.
I do like Aaron Sorkin dialogue.
It's a slick movie.
The West Wing. I was a big fan.
Great soundtrack. Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross. Brilliant. But... I think you really missed the mark here. Did you watch the same?
Did
we talk about the same movie?
I didn't like those twins either, though. I didn't like
them. He says, Ben, no one was rooting for Zuck in the first movie. He effed over his business partner.
I didn't like those guys. I thought, I was like, go, good, get them. Go ahead. I actually was cheering.
I mean, it was their idea.
I don't think he's seen it.
Yeah, I don't,
The Winklevoss twins. I didn't really like them in the movie, though.
That's I mean, really he stole good. Their idea. He screwed over his best friend, his yeah. only friend.
It's was,
pragmatic.
It was an know? Uncomfortable move. Yeah, it's just, again, it's just more insight into who we work with, Paulie.
Yeah.
It's creepy. Creepy. thank you, Paulie, for the round
You're
report.
You're welcome.
And now we sit in three for 3 minutes and wait for the round table, which will be coming
get us,
imminently.
Get us into the proper headspaces.
I don't know.
For round tabling.
About the 2 hours every Thursday, about eight, I just shut down because it looms over me. So I can't be the one to get you in the proper headspace for it. What do you have coming up on the round table?
We have some of the same topics we discussed here on the non-round table.
And then some stuff we talked about yesterday, and then Tuesday, and then Monday, too.
Right.
Okay.
And then with other people to add some extra dynamics to the whole
You know what
thing.
The round table is missing is a guest. We need a guest.
I like that idea.
Like a different
rotating person who comes in. Like we do on Big League Wednesday.
Yeah,
we'll
of
bring
course.
In someone like a different character, like the bombshell on Love Island.
Well, who would be responsible for
stirs up the plot?
Guests.
Well, who's responsible for the round table?
That would be Adam.
Okay. Adam was a producer and a damn fine one. I think that's what the round table would need is some special guest in there to shoot the breeze with.
Doug Gottlieb will be the guest.
Never mind. I'll pass.
Ben would root for Ray Kroc in The Founder.
He was rooting for
Ray Kroc in The Founder.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Keaton was great in that movie.
Oh, the Padres connection. Oh, okay. It's great. I like him. Yeah. It's you. What have you stolen from your friends is what I want to know.
I wish. It's not as cool as Zuck or Kroc.
All right.
To steal good ideas. Just play the music, Paulie. I know it's a little early, but let's
Can you just play it whenever you want?
I don't know. Paulie,
yeah,
can
I will play it right now.
Boom.
Oh, there it is.
All right, that's it for us.
All right, that means we are done for this 4-hour program. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
We'll be here right now.
Well, we'll be there, but we'll also be back here 6 a.m. tomorrow, and it will be our final show for over a week because we're going to be gone next week. So get your fill of Ben Woods while you got him, even the round table. Paulie's joining us, so don't go away. More Ben Woods on the round table coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.